The future of Maryland's credit rating hung in doubt Monday evening after the downgrade of the nation's debt panicked investors and affected the stock market. Maryland Treasury officials said late Monday afternoon they had not discussed the state's rating with Standard & Poor's, the firm that downgraded U.S. credit to AA+ from AAA on Friday, and warned of more widespread adjustments this week. S&P and other top rating agencies confirmed the state's AAA rating in July as the state readied a $512 million bond sale. A federal judge has ruled that the government cannot use a person's cell phone to track them just because they have an arrest warrant, absent any emergency or unusual circumstances. Allowing investigators to track a suspect's location using a GPS chip in a cell phone created a violation of the Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable searches and seizures by the government. Carnival Cruise Lines has agreed to a 5-year extension with the Port of Baltimore to run cruises from the port year-round. The agreement announced Monday is effective August 31st after the current contract expires. Reporting for The Daily Record and thedailyrecord.com, I'm Rachel Bernstein for Maryland's Morning News on WBAL.